Next person is Rodolfo. That's RODOLFO. Last name is ALDAPE. Two 1:45. Today's 7/17/25. This is an 80-year-old gentleman, currently in hospice with history of chronic renal failure, liver disease, hypertension, history of Parkinsonism, weight loss, decreased appetite, protein and calorie malnutrition. Anxiety, confusion, decreased sleep, sundowner syndrome, history of volume overload, recently has developed a rash after he was on clindamycin. As far as his liver failure is concerned, it's caused him to have ascites, and he was told that it was non-alcoholic liver disease, most likely related to NASH, period. Also history of hypertension and chronic vertigo reported. Period. Patient has had a history of fall. He was assaulted most recently and hospitalized after he was assaulted by a caregiver who no longer works for them. Period. Patient is being evaluated for hospice and palliative care because of his coronary artery disease. He was told that he had 100% occlusion on the left side, 86% on the right side, and 76% in the circumflex artery. He was a heavy smoker and drinker. At one time, he quit both drinking and smoking at age 38. Period. He also has a mild dementia. As far as surgery, he has had minimal surgery in the past. Recently, he was evaluated by a cardiologist regarding stent placement, angioplasty, and or coronary artery bypass graft, period. He was told that he's not a candidate for any of these procedures, and he was referred for hospice and palliative care at home, period. Given the severity of his coronary artery disease, his O2 sat's 96%, no, 86% on room air, blood pressure 139 over 76, pulse is 100. Oh, before we do that, medication, let's talk about medication. Current medication includes Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, Trazodone 50 milligram at nighttime, Hydralazine 25 milligram twice a day for anxiety. I'm sorry, for blood pressure control. as well as Seroquel 50 milligram at nighttime, Metoprolol ER 25 milligram once a day, Aldactone 25 milligram twice a day, folic acid 1 milligram a day, Meclizine 25 milligram PRN, dizziness, amlodipine 10 milligram a day, and Trazodone once again 50 milligram at nighttime. Recently, he finished a bout of antibiotic with clindamycin. He has no diarrhea, but he definitely has rash in the lower extremity and torso, consistent with some sort of allergic reaction, possibly related to clindamycin. He also takes Lasix 40 milligram once a day. I think I said that. And then Trazodone, I said that, 50 milligram a day. So we have the vitals, 139 over 76, 186%. I'm sorry, 91% O2 sat, forgive me. Heart palpitations to the lungs, bronchial, abdomen, soft, illogical. Patient has symptoms of cognitive rigidity, Parkinson's facies, difficulty with speech, and difficulty with ambulation related to his Parkinsonism. Has had multiple falls in the past as well. Lower extremity, trace edema noted, neurological movement of upper extremities, difficulty with speech related to his Parkinsonism and chronic aspiration. Assessment number one, 80-year-old gentleman with history of severe coronary artery disease, has been told to seek hospice care at home. He's no longer a candidate for cardiac bypass and or angioplasty and or stent placement, given the findings noted above with multiple occlusions in multiple vessels, period. In the paragraph, he has a history of liver disease consistent with NASH, N-A-S-H, also renal failure, period. He has a history of hypertension, COPD, alcohol abuse, and drug abuse, smoking abuse, which he quit at age 38. He also has renal insufficiency and has chosen not to have any further workup regarding possible hemodialysis in the future, period. The son tells me, son Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, tells me that he has sought at least three different opinions regarding his father's heart disease, and he was told the same thing over and over, that he has very little time left on this earth and that hospice is most appropriate action for this gentleman at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor for Rodolfo. His, as far as his KPS is concerned, he has a KPS of 40%. His MAC, leave that blank. And he would benefit from O2 at 2 liters at home. And nitroglycerin on a PRN basis. Also, I've recommended and I've discussed with our nurse, our DON, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, regarding a short course of steroids. He has no history of diarrhea and or symptoms of colitis at this time since with recent treatment with clindamycin. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.